Thank you. into that space. That space that is in between here and there, Earth and infinity, Earth and the other world. And there they were, those that were there before. We stood and shook hands, hugged and said, yes, yes. Affirmative, everything was affirmative. There was no negative, there was no negative. Time does march on from this point. Time does march on from this point. New worlds we see, looking down maybe, looking down at those that have not come to the pond to cross. We shook hands again. We hugged and said, amen, amen, and continue on this ride to that place that is inside, not outside. That place that does not divide, it does not hide. It greets and repeats the same sentences over and over again. Love, love. And maybe from above these sounds come, maybe from internal sounds that were brought to us by those fathers, those mothers that had created us, but love, love. That is the pond that we cross, and upon that pond we do cross, and upon that pond we do cross. Love.
Fade the blind, 听到美妙的。 Yeah. Hey there, I'm Corey.
And I'm Stella.
And we're your hosts of Slumber Party on Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
And we want to make sure you know just how much we appreciate it every time you tune into CJSF.
We honestly can't express our gratitude enough.
Thank you from all of us behind the mic at CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin have no physical form. You cannot hold them in your hand like a dollar bill. But they have a real impact on the climate. That's because the most common process used to validate cryptocurrency transactions and to bring new cryptocurrency into circulation requires a huge amount of computing power. And all that computing takes a lot of electricity. In the case of Bitcoin, as much as a country.
We're talking 110, 120, 130 terawatt hours. That's like in the ballpark of Norway, what they would use in a single year.
That's Benjamin Jones, an associate professor at the University of New Mexico. He says much of that electricity comes from fossil fuels, so it creates carbon pollution.
But there's also solutions that are readily available for us to solve this as well.
He says cryptocurrency companies can use processes that require far less computing power. Ethereum, the world's second largest cryptocurrency, is adopting a method that the company expects will cut electricity use by 99%. And the industry can rely more on clean, renewable energy. So Jones says it's possible to have cryptocurrency without so much environmental harm. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Pre-produced at my boudoir in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Ecstasy, who are from right here in Vancouver. EKK Ecstasy, a bit of a different spelling. That song reminds me of music from the 1990s, because that's what music from the 1990s sounds like. It reminds me of other songs from back then that are so down-tempo and have such basic arrangements and yet are heavy and command so much space. After that was Sunwell from Montreal with a similar and equally great song. That song had harmonies. I mean, that's another trend. Next up was a duo whose name I'm not saying because there is a cuss word, and on top of that it suggests a French dialect. The song itself was pretty conspicuous. It's called No, and it's from the album Permanent Earthquake. Then it was Marina Zispin, and then after that was a Cutouts remix. Then it was Pink Stiletto, who hail from the Bay Area. That song sounds like it's from 1980. There's a bit of that going on here tonight. That wasn't the reissue, though. Then it was three songs that sounded like one from Population 2, saving my CanCon bacon on this particular episode. After that was Jaira Sharif, another Canadian and compelling. And then finishing up the set was Yu Ching, which was followed by Paige Patton. Up next is The Big Set. I don't know if The Big Set is bigger than The Housekeeping Set in terms of runtime, but big is not a superlative, and it's still pretty big. I think The Housekeeping and The Upcoming Set are about the same length, and they're both pretty similar stylistically too. The difference is you can poke a lot of holes in The Housekeeping Set, but it's tough to poke holes in what's coming up. The next song, though, it doesn't belong with any of the other songs in this set, so I suppose that's a hole. I also cut off the final minute of it, so that makes two. I didn't even have to mention that I cut off the final minute, so that's a freebie. Yeah, so that's two holes poked in, so you already have a head start.
Thank you. This is Hwaeng Shachlech, host of Free Voices on Thursday at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And on behalf of everyone here at CJSF, I want to thank you. We appreciate you tuning into 90.1 FM on the dial, choosing to spend your time tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. Shows you value the hard work of our hosts and programmers, and we value your commitment. Thanks for being here.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca.